Welcome, welcome to the Adventure 2022 as we journey towards Christmas. Our Advent journey nearly over, three sleeps to go. And I hope all the plans and the preparations are going well for you. And if they're not, then, well, what is really important? What are the things that have to be done? And what are the things that it's actually okay if it's going to be next week or into the new year? I've certainly been reminded in the last few days that sometimes life happens and priorities have to change. And you'll see a different background behind me. I'm not at home recording this. I'm down in Glasgow seeing my parents. Dad is currently in hospital and here sharing a little love and helping mum, and nice to catch up with others in the family earlier on. So, you know, it's so true that we never know all that's going on in other folks' lives. Today, our guests are Natalie and Louise, both of whom work with URUM, the caring, befriending organisation, providing so much around the Sunart area and beyond. And so let's go and meet Natalie and Louise. And apologies again that didn't happen yesterday. If you haven't watched yesterday's, you didn't miss much, because on my way south, I had pulled in at Tynedrum at the Green Welly and was all set to record things there when I learned, while I was doing it, that doing it on the iPad didn't allow bringing in a video. Anyway, we can go over to Natalie and Louise now. Natalie and Louise, cold morning today. So you both are working with URUM, and let's begin by me asking, I think I know part of the answer, but tell us about the name URUM.
URUM is the Gaelic word for respect.
Respect, right. Yeah, one of the things that I mentioned earlier in this week when we're thinking about love is the thought that love has a whole constellation of meaning. Someone once said it's like, you know, lots of stars. And respect, responsibility, response, commitment, care, all sorts of things might be among those stars within what we mean by love. So respect, that's a good one. So you're both working for URUM and doing slightly different roles within that. Tell us about what URUM is doing and particularly what your roles are within that. We'll go to Louise first of all.
I wondered who was going to go first. So URUM is doing a hospital transport service and is also doing a befriending service. And as part of that is doing social drop-ins and chats and lunch club in Strintean. The social drop-ins are everywhere, but the lunch club's in Strintean. As part of a social getting together, having conversation, meeting someone in your day, and getting to know someone else a little bit, maybe they're feeling a little bit isolated or lonely at home and want to get out to a warm space where they're going to be really welcomed. So they're the things that they're actually doing right now.
We'll maybe come back to a sense, a wee hint of some other things that might be there in the future. Sure. Natalie, anything you want to add about what URUM does, and then particularly what your involvement is?
So my involvement is I coordinate the befriending service and the hospital transport service. I think Louise summed it up really well. We've got teams of both these services are delivered by volunteers. So we've got volunteers right across the peninsula delivering these services and also helping out with the drop-ins and lunch clubs and stuff like that. So it's the people that are using the services are benefiting, but also the volunteers. It's a way for them to connect with other people in the community, and we get a lot of great feedback saying that, you know, people are really enjoying it and they're really benefiting from the services, which is lovely to hear.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly aware of a lot of that as well around the communities. So what area does URAM serve?
The five community council areas of Ardgour, Sunart, Morvern, Harrickal and West Ardnamurchan. So right up from Lochside, up Cheeselig Way, and then all the way down as far as Kilhoan and right across everywhere. We're busy.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, matching the area of the peninsula churches, of those five communities. Excellent. Tell me, you've hinted at some other plans for the future. Are there some of those that are shareable?
Yeah, of course. So whilst you heard Natalie organises all of the stuff I talked about earlier, I do a little bit of helping with that, but I also do lots of funding applications to ensure that we can keep going. And we've had some great success with them recently. So we've just been awarded some money from the National Lottery to support our services for the next 2 years. And money from the Plugged In Communities Fund to buy an electric car. And so the plan is still evolving, but in August next year, we will have an electric car to help run the hospital transport service, which is really exciting. It helps it be a tiny bit more environmentally friendly and a bit more sustainable.
Fantastic.
I've been spending quite a lot of time doing those, but also in the background is a big project with the Dalmore facility and the old village hall, the village hall and the old primary school and GP surgery, and looking at what could be there that would suit our communities for the future. And that plan is still very much evolving and very much dependent on what people want and what is possible. But we're coming to the end of a big feasibility study that we engaged some consultants for. And they're just finalising the report. And it feels like it's taken a really long time. And I think that hints at the complexities that are involved. And gathering the right sort of data and talking to the right people all takes a really long time. So I've had some frustrations because it's still not here. So I can only imagine that other people have that too. But at the same time, it's nearly here. And what that place holds and what that building could look like, or if there's a building, I don't know. Like, there's so much up in the air about it. But that's rumbling along in the background.
Right, yeah. And obviously, you know, as we emerge from the COVID pandemic and now, you know, thinking about cost of living crisis and fuel poverty, I mean, it's so important that community networking and caring and sharing and respect for everyone is so important. Any comment about the impact of the cost of living crisis?
It's obvious that some people in the community are struggling. When we've set up these kind of drop-ins and tea and chat groups and lunch clubs and things, it's so that there's kind of something there that people can come along to, and it's not just about the social benefits and the connection with other people, but in a way it's a warm place to go and get something to eat, even just get a cup of tea. So I think that's really helpful for a lot of people to know that these things are on regularly and they're regular events that, you know, they can get to at least once a week.
So there's currently fortnightly drop-in at the Sunart Centre at lunchtime on Tuesdays. You're involved with that. I've been along, only managed along once, but I believe that numbers continue to increase at that.
I was just going to jump in and say, whilst we can think of these people who would really benefit from coming, they're for everybody. And we would love that everybody would feel welcome and come along, whether you feel like you need a hot bowl of soup or not, because it adds to the tapestry of life of who turns up and the conversations that can be had. And so, I'd really love to encourage everybody to come.
Fantastic. And obviously at this time of year, as we approach Christmas time, a joyful time for many, but a difficult, sad, lonely time for many folk. And you know, when there are expectations around that everyone is being joyful, and so important that there's that caring around the community. I know that for both of you, your Christian faith is important in motivating all the things that you do. What are you most looking forward to as we get closer to Christmas time?
I'll go first. I'm enjoying my children starting to understand the Christmas story, and they get it muddled, which is entertaining. Santa often appears. But each year there's a little bit more understanding and a little bit more understanding why we celebrate Christmas and why it's important. So I'm really enjoying that, and I'm looking forward to that continuing.
Brilliant. Natalie, any Christmas thoughts?
I agree with what Louise is saying. My youngest daughter, she's only three, but she's like, baby Jesus, his birthday's at Christmas. And it's nice to hear her say that, but she's hearing it from her big sister. Taking her to church, and Excellent. It's just nice.
Lots of Christmas carols being sung at different places. I heard that there were some carols accompanying the soup at one of the recent drop-ins at the Soonert Centre. Any favourite Christmas songs, carols, music?
I love Away in a Manger because my kids know it and they sing it to each other. But my favourite would probably be Come All Ye Faithful.
Always one to sing just after midnight on Christmas morning. What about yourself, Louise?
I definitely don't have a favourite, though I think we need to sing The Holly and the Ivy soon, because I was trying to explain to Camus about holly and reeds, and I couldn't sing in them song because I couldn't remember the words, so maybe we should
Must try and squeeze that in. I've been trying to work out all the different songs and see that I include everyone's favourite at some point between now and the end of the Christmas season, which of course doesn't end with Christmas Day, but takes us right through until the 5th of January. Louise and Natalie, thank you so much for sharing your time and some thoughts, and I'm sure there are lots of things to be done. What's Urim up to today as we're recording this?
I'm going to visit some new people who've been referred to the befriending service, which is exciting because that's one of the parts of the job that I love, is going to visit new people and see how we can help them.
Excellent. Yep. Yourself, Louise, what's today looking like?
I got an email yesterday about a funding application we just submitted with lots of questions, so I need to sort that out in the next few days. Not very exciting. Not as exciting as Natalie. So.
Well, all these bits in the background are so important in making possible all the other bits of caring and loving and sharing. All the very best to yourselves and to Urim in all that it's doing in the coming weeks and months. Thank you very much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you to Natalie and to Louise for that. Great to hear of all the work of Urim. And it was mention made of the idea that love has a constellation of meaning, and the constellation has been growing, and thank you to all who have suggested words that we might add in there, along with, well, respect was mentioned there, the Urim being the Gaelic word for respect. So many different dimensions to love. And as we celebrate love coming down at Christmas in the midst of the busyness, and I'm sure that in the last few days towards Christmas, there's lots of busyness and lots of last minute rushing around. But I hope that we all can take time for love to be given and indeed to be received. It doesn't cost any money. It just takes that little moment for the smile, the kind word, the chapping on a neighbor's door, saying hello, being that loving presence, that friendly voice. So maybe there are Christmas cards that you didn't get posted, but there's still time for a phone call, for an email, WhatsApp, whatever, whatever it is. So many different ways in which we share love this Christmas time. This evening at Trees Lake, up the loch side, there will be carols at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure whether I'll be there in time for that, but Jade McLean, probationer, trainee minister, is all set to be leading you all with some carols at Trees Lake Hall tonight. And I hope wherever you are enjoying the opportunity to celebrate Christmas time. Tomorrow, Friday, we will catch up with the conversation with Maris Buchanan, speaking about her recent trip in Africa with the Vine Trust. And I had suggested that on Friday we might have had a number of folk coming back or popping in, and everyone's obviously caught up in all the busyness of Christmas time, and maybe that won't happen. So every cloud has a silver lining, and yesterday's glitch means we're running a day behind. So tomorrow we'll catch up with Maris, and then Saturday, Christmas Eve, and there'll be carols, we service at 4 o'clock at Keel Church, and so I won't be able to be live. Can't do a live from Keel Church. The 4G signal just isn't sufficient there. But there will be a pre-recorded something for our final leg of the Advent adventure. But please remember, it was mentioned earlier in the video, Christmas is a season. It's not all over on Sunday. There are 12 days, the 12 days of Christmas, taking us to the 5th of January. Enjoy the season of Christmas. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent and this Christmas time. God bless you all.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love, and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season and always.